A history-making semester on campus as five new residence halls open their doors. This week on UK Perspectives, I'm Josh James. It's the coming together of a $138 million part of the University of Kentucky's broader plans to systematically replace outdated dorms and put 9,000 new beds on campus. We're here with Penny Cox, Director of Housing Project Implementation and New Strategies at UK. This week represents the results of a great deal of your hard work. Give us a broad overview of the scope of the changes and just how historic this is.
Okay, thank you, Josh. The historic part is the fruition of the culmination of transforming our residence halls. In 2012, we actually did a groundbreaking for the first two buildings, which we opened in August of 2013. As we open these five buildings, which you've referenced, the 2,381 beds will be filled with new freshmen as well as some returning students. A big focus on not just heads on beds, but an academic enrichment environment for our living learning programs. We'll have 17 living learning programs this year, with over 1,600 students in those living learning programs. And we know that from our data, we see about a 12% difference in retention from students who are in a living learning program and those who are living off campus. So we know this environment will be a strong indicator for developing student success.
Now, remind our listeners how all this came about, the partnership with EDR.
The partnership with EDR was the result of a request for proposal that went out in fall of 2011. They were selected because of their involvement with higher education and campus housing. They have over 38,000 beds under management across the nation. I believe the University of Kentucky is one of the first, if not the first, to use them for all of their on-campus housing. So we expect to build up to 9,000 beds with this partnership.
And describe the rooms themselves and what updated amenities students living in them can expect.
The rooms that we open this fall are a private bedroom in a two-bedroom suite. It has a small kitchenette, a bathroom, a lavatory, but the big buzz with our students is we have Tempur-Pedic mattresses and granite countertops and internet that will provide them connectivity to the world.
And talk about demand here, because I know that far outstripped the available rooms, and I understand students had to complete a few extra steps to be selected for spots.
Yes. In the living learning programs, they were required to submit a special application. They were actually selected by the college, the academic unit that runs the living learning program. But our demand for the new facilities was nearly 200%. And so we are at full capacity, and we'll open that way.
If you could, situate these openings in the larger context of UK's overall plans, because this is far from the end.
You're correct. This is far from the end because we have more beds coming online in fall of 15. We'll open three buildings in Woodland Glen. That will be another 1,610 beds. And in fall of 16, we will open an additional 1,141 beds. We are beginning the planning for phase three, which would be the beds coming online in fall 17 and 18.
Our guest has been Penny Cox, Director of Housing Project Implementation and New Strategies at UK. Thanks for sitting down with us.
Thank you.
For WUKY, I'm Josh James.